Blog Talk Radio.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 23rd, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist's real agenda, seeing through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
I'm Diana from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Russ and myself every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time while we deliver the truth about what's really going on in the world. You don't want to miss our shows. See you then.
Good evening. I'm Diana.
And I'm Russ.
Oh, there you are. You got to be a little bit louder, though. You sound a little bit muffled.
You got it. How's this?
Much better. Much better. So I am wound up tonight. There is so much to talk about, but the response to this show tonight was unbelievable. And I think, you know, people are questioning, why are they doing this, right? So before we get into all of that, you can find all of our episodes at deliveringthetruth.com. That will link you right to Rumble, and it will also supply you with our live chat if you want to go there. We are also live on Blog Talk Radio, and you can call in to be a guest at area code 319-527-6208, and all of our past episodes are on iHeartRadio, Apple Radio, and Freedomizer Radio. And of course, when I remember, I post them on our old event pages on our Facebook page.
Nice. Good. I am glad
Russ is our Rumble our Rumble expert, since we just started on Rumble not that long ago, and we appreciate the response. Doing pretty good. We're getting there, right, with the Rumble thing. So if you want to go to the website, deliveringthetruth.com, you can chat there also, or call in live. You know, we'd like to hear voices. So I'm constantly getting messages and texts during the show, and it's like, no, I don't want to be live. Well, be live. You know, no one can see you. Nobody cares. You know, I mean, I get in my pajamas for this stuff, which is part of the reason why we're not live on Rumble yet. But that's going to come eventually, I think. We may consider changing times at some point. Who knows? So anyway, lots to update and talk about. So tell us, Russ, on your end, you know, we're talking about why they're doing this to us. And I don't want to jump into that quite yet because we talk about, you know, current events and stuff that, you know, has been going on in this half-assed clown world of ours. But, you know, just to update people were nice enough to send me texts and ask. I got good news today on my results. So my results are good. So another barrier taken down to get me out of this godforsaken state sooner than later. So thanks everybody who asked and gave a shit. So Russ, tell us about something that's going on this week that is just crazy. because there's so much, there's like a plethora of crap going on that, you know, people need to hear about. And when they listen to mainstream media, clearly you're not going to get the truth. And clearly if you're listening to mainstream media, you'll always want to believe the opposite.
Yeah, yeah. So you want to, yeah, I mean, there's a lot going, obviously there's a lot going on in the world here. And, I mean, we've got chemtrails being sprayed like crazy, which I guess we'll get into in a little bit. We've been hit with biologics. We've been hit with biologics for about 10 days with a few breaks. We've also got stories about scientists test salt, aerosol spray to boost cloud reflectivity in order to cut global warming. This is a story that's coming out, and we've also got information about the Dubai flood. Some blame cloud seeding, while others highlight climate change. We all know what climate change is, really. That's a whole other subject. Tennessee geoengineering bill that's supposed to stop the spraying. That is a hot topic that's been going around. And islands that claim that climate alarmists said would disappear due to rising sea levels have actually grown in size. So there's a couple of scientists who've come out and actually shown what's actually happening in the last 20 years. And finally, I've got a story on how BlackRock controls political parties, big pharma, and military industries. And finally, oh, that's not the last one. Here's one more, the FISA bill set to include vast new surveillance powers, forcing businesses to become NSA spies by turning over surveillance data about their customers. So there are some of the things that I have seen going on. What about you?
Oh, my gosh. And I don't know what's going on in the background with you, but we're getting a clicking, and you're not coming in real good. So you might have to adjust something there.
Okay, I'll check it out.
So, well, everything you mentioned, of course. But, you know, all these crazy floods, I think yesterday there was like 113 reported tornadoes, lightning strikes, blah, 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 throughout some of the Midwest states. You know, when they're talking about this whole climate change thing, there is no climate change. They're creating the climate change to push their agenda. In fact, I saw, speaking of this agenda, that Amazon is, you know, moving to electric vehicles in some states and some cities. I don't know how well that's going to go over, especially in these cities that, you know, get snowstorms. You know, some of these bus companies are moving over to electric. Listen, if my kid, or let's say your kid, was on a bus in the middle of a snowstorm and dependent on a battery, I'm not saying that places that they can't run out of gas. Of course they can. But it's a lot easier to carry a gas tank than it is an electric charger with you. I don't know that I'd want to be on that bus, especially if it gets stuck or something else. You know, it's clearly it's a bad idea, and they have pushed this agenda way faster than I thought they ever would. I knew that it was happening. I even knew before COVID and the scam that it was happening. But they pushed it really far and really fast.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I don't think I'd want to be on a vehicle that has an electric vehicle and having a problem. I mean, I've heard so many stories about people in snowstorms in their cars. They get trapped. You have no heat. And so they're trapped, freezing in their cars. Electric vehicles are a horrible idea. I mean, basically, the net energy used by an electric vehicle and a gas vehicle is actually, in the research I've seen, actually leans better towards the gas vehicles because there's a more direct conversion from chemical energy to mechanical energy. Whereas, when you're using electric, you've got to generate the electricity. You've got to transport. You've got to move it up to high voltages, like millions of volts, to transport over large lines. And then you've got to down convert it, and then you've got to be able to store it in batteries. So there's a loss of efficiency at all these stages during the way. It's still the amount of energy it takes to move your car from one place to another is the same, except if you're driving a car that's loaded with very heavy, big batteries. So, I mean, it's a horrible idea. And the real, you know, the real agenda is about taking power away from people and giving that power, centralizing that power, making it easy for them to control and limit your travel. They want to have 15-minute cities so that people won't go very far. And electric vehicles are a great vehicle, let's say, to get to that end. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Not something I want to be part of.
No, it's really not. And, you know, I don't think people realize that. They see, you know, the people that don't know exactly what you just said, they don't realize how much production goes into, you know, just a battery of these things and how much a battery costs when it needs to be replaced. I mean, I don't know what the average cost was, but it was extremely high. I don't remember
the
exact amount.
Like $10,000 or something.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, like states like New York and California, they're requiring people to turn their furnaces over, you know, where they can't have gas furnaces. I can't remember if it's 2030 or 2035 or I don't know the exact dates. But what I do know is that new builds, they can't even put any, you know, forced air anymore in. So it's, you know, and it was going to cost the average person that has, you know, a regular house, you know, up towards $25,000 to replace their whole system. Can you imagine? Your government ain't going to pay for that. They're too busy giving the illegals everything for free. I mean, we're into the trillions of dollars now that they're giving, you know, to these people. And, of course, now we got the war going on, Iran and Russia, and they're supplying money to them now, and it's just, you know, in the meantime, people that earn their spots to be here in America, they can't even pay their bills. Credit card default is at an all-time high. I think I got to find it. I put it, I think, in the event page, the stat on that. Not just credit card debt, but default on credit cards is at all-time high. Default on, I'm trying to find it. Yeah, maybe I didn't. I put it somewhere. But default on mortgages, default on car payments where people are having their cars repossessed because they cannot feed up. There's a choice. Feed your family, feed yourself, keep your electricity on, or pay your minimum on your credit cards. Just saying.
Yeah, yeah, it's really it's insane. It's all deliberate too. I mean, it's not a mystery how to actually run a country and make it the most prosperous country in the world. We know how to do that. It's not a surprise. It's not a challenge. It's not difficult. It's by giving people the freedom to innovate and to make their own profits and make their own way, and not oppress them with over-abiding regulations and licensing. There are people in the beginning of the formation of the United States that actually gave their lives to fight licensing. A lot of people don't realize that. There was a great battle against licensing because licensing is immoral. What you're doing is you're taking a human
it's
right.
It's extortion. Yeah, it's extortion.
Exactly.
Think about it. I mean, you got to have a license pretty much in some of these, you know, communist states to take a piss. You know, I mean, they're literally looking at wastewater for viruses. They're looking at your shit. I mean, come on, you know? You got to have a license to fish. You got to have a license to hunt. You got to have a license to drive. You got to have a license to, I mean, it's all over the place. And now, you know, I heard a friend of mine was talking to me today that they're supposed to be having these smart meters put into their HOA and their association. And she's over on close to Connecticut and saying that it's going to cost somewhere between $15 and $30 to opt out of this. Now, let's just say it's $30, okay? You're talking, I'm not real good at math, but what, maybe $360 or something a year to just not have a smart meter on your house. How is that not extortion? Think about that. You're going to pay your government and your utility company because you don't want a smart meter on your house with all the EMFs and everything else. I mean, they didn't give anybody a choice when it came to what kind of light bulbs they wanted to use. you know, now you can't get regular standard light bulbs anymore. Unless, of course, you go on eBay and, you know, people are eBaying them off. I mean, you can find them. But it's just they didn't give anybody a choice. You know, and I think what people don't realize is that these light bulbs, these, you know, LED light bulbs, they make you sick over a long period of time. It's kind of just like the same way that having your cell phone plugged in and in your hands, you know, you're giving yourself this consistent EMF, and we don't think about it. But I like for me, I shut my Wi-Fi off at night, and I tell you, when I shut it off, I immediately notice how the whole vibration of the house just turns down. So, but I've always kind of been sensitive that way to EMFs. I used to be, when I was younger, you know, I always knew, because this is back in, you know, 70s, 80s, when they had the big TVs, you know, not like these flat screen, the big fat TVs, you know what I'm talking about? And I could feel a TV on, and I didn't even have to be in the same room, and I knew a TV was on. So, like, for me, I just don't like a lot of that, this EMF stuff at all. So, anyway, on to some more news. I guess back in January of 2021, the average mortgage payment was $1,349. And that was at 2%, 3%, sorry, I got to put my readers on, 30-year fixed mortgage. Today, January of 2024, we're looking at the figures because that's done quarterly, is $2,148 at a 7%, 7.9%, so you might as well say 7.1%, 30-year fixed, which is almost 60% more for average cost. That is insane. And that's not whether or not that's including taxes and insurance in that payment. I don't know. But that's nuts.
Yeah. Fiat money, you know, every fiat money in history has declined in value, and that's what we see happening once again. So it's happening all over again. We see, you know, it's just the decline of money. Your money buys less stuff because your money's less valuable. It's going down in value because they keep printing more and more of it, and that's the way fiat money works. It should be backed by something that has true intrinsic value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the truth. And
Yeah, plus I would
mention, you know, they got rid of the gold standard. They got, go ahead.
I was just going to say, people want to be part of the conversation. You don't want to call in, you can call in and listen. You don't have to talk, but come to deliveringthetruth.com, and we've got a chat room there that I'm monitoring. So if you've got questions, type them in. I'd be happy to talk to you, or we'll read your question, and let's talk about it. But go ahead. Where we go?
Yeah, because we are going to move on to why are they doing this, and we're specifically talking about, you know, why are they doing, first of all, the chemtrails and, you know, a lot of the other stuff. But I just want to I just want to kind of go through some of more headlines that I saved this week, because some of it is just, it's just so out there. The stuff that's going on is just, it's like end times. So I guess there was a whole bunch of 9/11 outages in Nebraska, South Dakota, Las Vegas. They had a whole bunch of 911 outages, power outages. And, of course, now the World Health Organization is saying that this human bird flu is going to be an enormous concern. So here they are killing off all of these chickens. And this is so intentional. If anybody believes that this bird flu is real, they're out of their minds, because we all know how COVID went, right? So they got to create the next chaos and the next pandemic, because, you know, their goal, ultimate goal, is to go after the food supply. And when they're killing off a bunch of cattle and they're killing off a bunch of chickens, which, you know how I feel about animals, I can't stand any type of torturous thing to happen to animals, period. You know they're doing it on purpose. So now everybody is, you know, afraid to eat eggs. Stop it. You know, you cannot buy into this nonsense. If the people roll over and comply this time, and they will, this is just my thought. And, you know, in the years that I've been doing this, I haven't been wrong too often, except when I was caught up in the whole, you know, Trump rallies and all that. I got caught up in all that too, but they haven't been really wrong. Something's going to go very wrong with this whole bird flu thing, I think. Whether or not, but it, either way, if people comply this time, if they tell you to put on a diaper on your face, if they tell you to stay home, I'm going to say that you probably should stay home forever if that's going to happen this time, because it's starting to get down to the wire. It's starting to get down to the do or die thing. People are pissed. And I'm saying that people are pissed when they see all of their tax dollars. They can't go on their vacations anymore. You're either rich or poor. But then we're giving all this money to these countries that we know don't really deserve this money from us. They're tanking us on purpose, right? So the big question is, why are they doing that? So let's get into it. Why? Why do you think, first of all, there is this new threat of a bird flu? Give me your take on this.
Well, the same reason everything else. I mean, they want to scare people into submission. They want to, you know, the thing that I always say to people is that if you understand the big picture, if you understand what is going on in the world and why they do, the people who control all things, BlackRock and State Street and Vanguard, if you want to understand that, you have to understand what their belief system is and what their goals are. And if you understand that, then everything makes sense. I'm not saying it's good. It just makes sense. The bottom line is, I like to zoom out to the macro picture because there are certain principles that always are true. What they're trying to do is set up a global government. And after global government, they're going to bring in a global leader. And then they're going to secure their power globally. And they want to do a bunch of things on the way to achieving that. Now, global government is essentially already in place. They're in the final stage right now of legitimizing it. But why do they want to do bird flu? Same reason they want to do COVID. The same reason they want to do everything is they want to create new laws, new states of emergency.
Yeah.
They want to scare people. This is the big thing, is you scare people so much with pollution, with plagues, with war, with asteroids, with aliens, with terrorism. This is right out of the words, right out of the mouth of Wernher von Braun, who exposed that this was the plan. He said it's all fake. It's all fake. It's all being done on purpose. It's all being controlled and contrived for the purpose of setting up global government, scaring the populations of the world into believing this one lie, that the only way to solve the global problems is to set up a global superpower that has power and authority over all the nations so that they can have the final word in the laws and the behavior of the nations. Now, they already do this, but right now they're doing the public. This is the last phase of it where they get public permission to do it. And the only way they can do that is by scaring the public. Isn't it interesting? I'll end with this. Isn't it interesting? I was going to try to pull on a screen, but I couldn't find it. YouTube has deleted a bunch of videos, or a handful, not a bunch, but a handful. Let me see if I can get this to show. No, I can't bring it. Okay, I'm trying to show it on the screen at deliveringthetruth.com. I could probably sample and show it. But anyway, YouTube has removed, of all the videos that I have on my YouTube channel, and I have several, they removed the one by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny from 2008 that talks about what the bird flu really is.
Uh-huh.
That's the one that they didn't want. This was within the last, I don't know, 6 months or so, they removed that video. Isn't it interesting, the timing is very similar, that just before COVID happened, within about 6 months before COVID happened, we were ordered, and this was indirectly because of FDA and the FTC policy, to remove all of the information on the tens of thousands of web pages we had that show how herbs can be used to solve disease problems. We had to remove roughly almost 200,000 web pages containing scientific information from journals, from clinical studies, and from doctor publications that herbs could do this. This was shortly before COVID, and we're not the only ones. This happened to a bunch of people. So to answer your question, why are they cleansing the Internet of this information? so they can scare the public and saying, no, herbs won't do it. They want people to be ignorant of the alternative ways that they can live their life and just think in terms of, oh, we must listen to the one authority who has all the answers. This is called scientism, and this is what they're trying to do. So it's rule by fear. That's what bird flu is all about. You still there, Diane? Hello, hello.
I was talking to dead air because I didn't unmute myself, but you're still kind of getting that clicking in the background. I'm not sure where that's coming from, unless it's something to do with Blog Talk. Maybe it's not you, but we're still getting that click every once in a while in there. But there are some people on the switchboard. If you guys are just listening, don't press 1 to raise your hand. But if you want to talk, press 1 to raise your hand, and we can get you on the show. But, yeah, I mean, when I'm looking back right now, you know, I run another page, group called Free NYS. It was when I was really into the New York stuff. And I also have a vestibular group for vestibular disorders, and it's a very large group. And I noticed even in there when people are starting to mention, oh, this herb helped me or this or that, that even those comments in this group never has any issues are starting to get, you know, where they're taking that down as false information or just, you know, all deleting the comments. So they're back to even taking stuff. And I know you had the same thing with your old group, Global Sky Watch, that they're still taking information down. This is 4 years ago now that they shut my group down. And they're still taking stuff out. I can't even access that group anymore. And the thing when they do that, personal profile and all of my other pages too. You know, then all those other pages end up being down in the feed and people can't see it. I mean, I can't tell you how many people have said, oh, I never even knew that, you know, this group had a page attached to it because I never see anything. Well, yeah, because they hide it. So, yeah, they definitely, and I feel like even the last week, and, you know, this happened last election time, too.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. That's what they do. And if you're looking at deliveringthetruth.com, please come and join our chat room. But I've also got one of the notices. I received about 5 notices in the last, 6 months probably. And this is one of them saying they wanted another video removed called Using Supplements to Survive Chemtrails. So I've got that up on the live feed if you want to check it out, anybody. Part of what they're doing. So, yeah.
Well, speaking of supplements to survive chemtrails, I just got a message. I don't know who this person is, but they emailed through my personal page, and they wanted to know why I mentioned that zeolite like every week. And I was talking about a girlfriend of mine today, her mother-in-law has been using it, and she started getting early onset, memory loss and yada, yada, yada after she had the jab. And she's been using it for about 3 months now, and it's really helping her improve. So basically what it does is it removes heavy metals from the body. And this is one that crosses the blood-brain barrier, so it can help remove mercury and aluminum. And, you know, I've seen great results on it. Whether or not people believe it or not, I don't really care. But they believe mainstream media, too. So you can go to hopehealth.thegoodinside.com, and that is on our website also, deliveringthetruth.com. There's a link directly to it. And, since we've been talking about it, there has been, some people that have bought this stuff, and I advocate for it completely. So, and I was kind of laughing at myself. I started using beef tallow. This is like totally off what you said about the chemtrails, but I started using beef tallow on my face. I told you, grass-fed beef tallow. And I was thinking to myself last night, this is one of the things that I think of at 2 in the morning when one of my cats decides to wake me up. I wonder if my beef tallow was vaccinated. I wonder if those cows that they're using for my organic beef tallow were vaccinated. So I said, I'm going to call the company and I'm going to ask them. Kind of a good point, right?
Yeah, right, right.
I mean, everything we put on our skin, everything we put on our skin is absorbed. So, and that's everything. So stop using fluoride toothpaste. I'm telling you, that's why America is so stupid. They've totally calcified their pineal glands from fluoride. So you don't need fluoride. There's nothing good about it. Don't drink tap water. So anyway, back to why they're doing it. But that's honestly, that's probably a good example. Why do they leave fluoride in the water? There's no studies out there, concrete studies show that fluoride helps your teeth. None. Find me one that's, you know, not from mainstream media. Find me one where it proves that. Stop. I've never used fluoride toothpaste that I know of, and I've never had a cavity, knock on wood. The bad dental health comes from your gut and a lot of other things in your diet. It doesn't have anything to do with using sodium lauryl sulfate, fluoride, food coloring toothpaste. So, you know, just be wise. There's a lot of fluoride-free toothpastes that are out there. Tom's is one of them. Desert Essence is one of them. There's, you know, a whole bunch of different brands. Yes, they probably cost a little more, but just, you know, try to remember that pay now or pay later. Well, I can't buy organic. It's too expensive. Well, you buy your latte at Starbucks every day. Stop it. Don't complain that organics are too expensive and, oh, you know, when you're going through the drive-thru and getting your double-double cream genetically modified filled with, you know, 160 grams of sugar coffee. I don't want to hear it. You know, because I used to make those excuses too. You could buy a bag of Doritos for $5, and you could buy a bag of organic carrots for $5. Make your choice. So, yeah, so they keep fluoride in the water. They spray us to death with, you know, pesticides on our food. I mean, the average strawberry that's not organic has like 88 different chemicals on it. 88. Think about that. That's all you're eating. It's like a chemical concoction. It's not even a strawberry. You know, and then even, and oh, well, you know, they're spraying us to death with the chemtrails. You know, why buy organic? Well, I don't care. I'm still going to buy organic because you're getting, at least you're not getting GMOs. You know, and GMOs is, people should be concerned about that. You know, I'm talking about the GMO thing because GMO is genetically modified. You're ingesting that. You're genetically modifying your genes, too, when you're doing that. I mean, they're putting MNRA into livestock. So, oh, I didn't get the jab, but I'm going to go out to Applebee's and get a steak. Well, guess what? You may just be getting some MNRA there, too. You know, these are all things to consider. You know, and this is the process. I mean, you and I, we've been doing this for a long time. This is like a 25-year process for me. This isn't like I learned all this stuff overnight. You know, I went to school. I sat down and got educated. You know, and it was a lot of my own trial and error from having Lyme disease and spending time in a wheelchair. This wasn't like I, you know, am preaching, oh, you got to eat organic, but I don't have the facts to back it up. So I'm just saying. So I think my soapbox is done there. But, yeah, the fluoride, so why are they poisoning our food supply? Well, there sure is a lot more money in sickness than there is wellness. And this is a perfect example because I went back. I told you I went back today for a follow-up appointment, and, you know, everything was good, but this is a major cancer center. And they have bottles of Coke, bottles of Sprite, or cans. I don't use bottles anymore. Bottles of water that were not even filtered, not even spring water, but in plastic that were filtered drinking water, which doesn't do anything, and a whole bunch of snacks like Little Debbie's and Goldfish. And I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I took a picture of this, and I think I put it on the page, but at the Facebook page. But I'm like, this is what they're feeding people with cancer. And there's like bowls of, you know, M&Ms and little packages around in the lobby, and I'm like, seriously? Where's the green juice? There should be a little shots of wheatgrass everywhere. But you see, they don't want that. And they're doing, why are they doing that? They're doing that on purpose because people stay sick, pharmaceutical companies stay in business. There's not going to be a cure for cancer. In fact, I know somebody that used to work in the research department at this large cancer facility, and he had to quit because he couldn't take it anymore because there are cures for cancer. And, of course, there's natural cures for cancer, too. Take some Fenbend. Take some ivermectin instead. But what would happen to these large centers, Russ, if they came out with a cure for cancer? Stop doing those donations.
Yeah, they don't want
somebody
to destroy
asked
their own
me.
Business.
Well, yeah, they wouldn't want to go. What would happen? I mean, damn. There's this guy that I want to get on the radio show. His name is 23 Wake, and I keep trying to get him on and saying stuff on his post. I am going to get this guy on the radio show. I'm telling you, he is hysterical, and he always says dog like that. And so think about it, dog. What would these cancer centers do? They would go out of business. That's not going to happen. Thousands of jobs. That's not going to happen. Yeah. They would rather bring in AI and take people's jobs, right? Robotic surgeries, whatever they're going to do. So, yeah. So why are they poisoning the food supply? It's just part of their agenda to depopulate. That's just my position on it. And it's cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah, well, of course. I mean, that's, again, it's part of the business model. Yeah, I think, you know, people in the movement, they know that, you know, that fluoride, the whole idea of fluoride, it's like anything else. They do things that they try to say, oh, it's helping cavities, but it does more damage than good. It's one step forward, two steps backwards. Of course, with fluoride, there really is no step forward, but they always try to make it look like there is. And then they just don't talk about the bad effect of what's going on.
Yeah.
So that's the business model. They're not going to destroy their own business model.
No. So why are they doing this? We're going to talk about the chemtrails and why they're doing that when we come back from commercial. We'll be back in 3 minutes, guys. Hang tight.
Please check out the Barefooters Legal Radio Show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefooters Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom Show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Please check out the Proof Negative Radio Show, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, that is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, with excellent co-hosts, outstanding guests, and lots of great conversation. We can even take your calls. The number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1, and you will be on the Proof Negative Radio Show.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative Radio Show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative Radio Show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal laws? Earth-based spirituality such as pantheonism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? that you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright. We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double B, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty, here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
Voila, we are back.
We are back.
Okay, so Russ, Chemtrail 101, huh? For new people that might be listening, tell us what a chemtrail is. What's the difference between a chemtrail and a contrail?
Well, here's the thing. It's very simple. If you see a trail coming out of a jet, it's a chemtrail. And what I mean by that is that I'm old enough to know, I've been a skywatcher since I was a very young kid, and I can tell you that I've never seen a trail come out of a jet in my life except at an air show. What has happened is these trails, these jets started leaving trails in the area I lived. Here's what I witnessed. And after they left these trails, within about 30 to 40 minutes, we would smell and taste metal in the air so intense and get headaches, body aches, horrible symptoms, and it was so strong. Sometimes you could feel it on your eyes. The air was so bad. And this would happen about 30 or 40 minutes after they would leave these trails. These were very low-flying jets when they initially did it in the area I lived in. Well, after several years, they started leaving short trails. All these same jets were flying. Now, at the time, I lived in Jamestown, New York, and you hardly ever see a jet in Jamestown, New York, because the airport there can't handle, like, typical jet sizes like 737s, which are very, very common. They can't handle those. So you wouldn't see jets in the sky. It's very rare. But all of a sudden, all these jets started appearing flying at low altitude. So they started changing to short trails. But we noticed that they still, after a while, they were flying at higher altitudes, it would take a little longer for the stuff to descend, but they would leave trails, and then we would still smell the stuff like an hour or an hour and 15 minutes later after they did their campaign in the sky. So, whether it's a long trail that persists or a short trail that doesn't, the big lie that some people are getting sucked into is that short trails are normal contrails that just happen to come out of these engines. Well, not before, 2000 or 1995 or that range of 10 years between 1995 and 2005 when they first began to appear. So what they're going to do is they're training the public to think, oh, the short trails are normal. Now they're in city after city, they're converting over time long trails to short, non-persistent trails, which here we see jets with almost short trails all the time, or no trails now. So almost all the long trails are aired, just only a few days out of the month do we see the long trails anymore. So I would be very careful when you have people calling this or being sucked into the idea that short trails are just harmless condensation trails, because what will happen is that then, while they're spraying everybody with their new technology at higher altitudes that leave short trails instead of long trails, spraying with all the same chemicals because it has the same test, same taste, same symptoms, then people will think the spraying has stopped. Yay, these are just normal contrails. The air is normal again. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, I've watched the sky since I was a young child. I collected pictures of the sky. I've never even heard of or seen a contrail. And would you know that Wikipedia, I should try to show this online, but Wikipedia actually had a picture of what they considered a contrail years ago, and I captured it from archive.org, if I can find it. It really is not even coming out of the engine. It's a vapor trail that's formed over in the vacuous area above a wing during a very humid time. So anyway, that's what a chemtrail is. If you see a trail come out of a jet, long or short, it's a chemtrail. It may have a different source and a different purpose, but it still smells and tastes and leaves leaves a residue in the air.
Yeah. And, you know, over the last 10 days, and especially around the eclipse time, it was so bad. I was out for a bike ride, and I forget what day. It was a couple days ago when it was semi-decent outside. And, you know, the skies were what I want to say clear, you know, blue, and you didn't see the white lines everywhere. And I know that they're doing it, but I'm just saying that it wasn't to the intensity of visual that it usually is. Well, by the time I had gotten done with the bike ride, the skies were just covered. And I could taste it. It tasted like I had pennies in my mouth, right, by the end of the bike ride. And my eyes were just burning. And I'm like, I would have never put that two and two together. I would have said, oh, well, you know, it's just allergies, or, you know, that's what a lot of people like to blame it on, is allergies. Well, of course it's allergies. You're allergic to the damn chemtrails and all of the stuff that they're putting into it. Now, I'm not saying there aren't allergies. Of course, there's pollen and ragweed and all that kind of stuff. But things are way different even with that than they were, you know, a couple decades ago. You know, that when they're messing around with this weather, we're not getting, you know, the deep freezes that we used to that would kill everything, you know, kill viruses, kill parasites, kill that kind of stuff, kill the molds. So, of course, in the springtime, people's allergies are going to be worse because everything is so, well, I don't know where you are, but, I mean, I get complaints of people that are in damp areas that everything is just so damp all the time, damp, you know, because they spray, it rains. They spray, it rains. And part of their agenda with spraying and then it raining, you know, a day or so after, is it gets down into the soil. It gets down into, you know, our food supply. Hence, they're poisoning our food, right? And this is my opinion, and I don't care if anybody agrees or disagrees, but there's a lot less bees than there used to be. There's a lot less squirrels, birds, than there used to be. I mean, you used to go outside at 5 in the morning and, you know, it was like an orchestra of birds singing all over the place. Not so much anymore. And I don't know if you noticed that, but I do.
Oh, of course. Actually, I've got articles on Global Skywatch that talk about the animal die-offs that have taken place. In fact, I'll put one up on Delivering the Truth. If you're watching our live stream, you can see this right now. Let me pull it up. But, yeah, here's a page showing all the animal die-offs. Oh, and by the way, what I had up this whole time is there's the picture on Wikipedia that they used to – this is one of the things they used to call a contrail. Right there, you can see it coming off the wing. This is perfectly normal. This is a very real phenomenon that happens in the lower atmosphere when it's very moist, because when the low-pressure area over a wing can't keep the moisture, and so immediately, very quickly, it actually forms into a short trail that dissipates very quickly within a few feet if you look at this picture. But anyway, yeah, animal die-offs, I've seen it myself. Here's a page on Global Skywatch. It's got a whole collection of animal die-offs that have happened, that have been recorded. Same thing here. I saw the bees die-off. I saw ladybugs die-off. And then they made a partial recovery when spraying they kind of backed off on the spraying after we had the big die-offs. In 2012, they started backing off, and I think it was because the public was getting very concerned about all the die-offs. And by the way, I took these pictures. Mm-hmm. I'm putting on the live stream right now. This picture I took outside my window about 30 minutes before the show started. Today, we have got hammered. Now, most days, like I said earlier, we don't see trails in the sky here. It used to be like this every single day, but now you only see this a few days out of the month. I mean, they have now they're gone to the jets that can make no trails or only short, non-persistent trails. But if anybody wants to see it, go to deliveringthetruth.com. There's some pictures of what I saw right before the show.
Now I'm not seeing them. Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the we're about 20 or 30 seconds behind. The stream is behind us.
A
little delay. Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, those look like the normal pictures that you see when everybody posts. That's terrible, and that's not normal. Those are not normal clouds. Those are gas clouds, basically. You know, those are poison clouds. Ooh, that's a good one. Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. That's really. Yep.
Yeah, being mystery sensitive that I am, I can smell and taste the fallout after they do these things. And for the people
mm-hmm.
who are just claiming
mm-hmm.
that these are normal vapor trails, you do not know what you're talking about, and they're counting on the idea. You know, they have some studies which are ridiculous. I've read some of these. There's only a couple that they keep going back to saying, no, these are vapor trails. This is natural. No, it's not. No, it's not natural. This is something that has only begun happening mostly between 1995 and 2000. Yes, they did do it decades earlier. Here and there, it looked like they were doing little experiments. But between 1995 and 2000 is when this phenomenon absolutely exploded. And I'd never before that time had ever seen anything come out of a jet. If we had ever seen a trail, and my friends, I hung around with the nerds in elementary school, if we had ever seen a trail come out of a jet, we would have thought it was in desperate trouble. There was something seriously wrong with the engine if we had ever seen it.
I used to work on
never
one.
Never saw it.
I can tell you that stuff doesn't come out behind an airplane. You know what I mean? I used to work in the airline industry. I can assure you. And I'm looking at that one picture where it's going directly up. Those people must be crapping a brick, don't you think? That trail going directly up and down, vertical.
If you get outside and you actually look at it, they're not going vertically up. It's just the way the picture looks. They're kind of coming like on what's called the Z-axis. So they're coming kind of towards us, over us. So they're not really flying straight up or anything like that.
Ones where they are flying straight up. Somewhere I have a video of that. It's like a year old. If I could find it, I'll send it to you. So they must be, either way, even if they're flying at that angle, people got to be going, oh, my God, you know, where are you going? What kind of pilot is this? Come on. People got to
use those other all those other clouds you see in the sky are a result of the spraying. I've done time lapse for about 3 years continuously with very little breaks. Many, 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 many hundreds of thousands of pictures that were assembled in the time lapse. And you can see this all day long that these trails will spread out. Wherever they spray, it will fall and spread out. Even when they're spraying non-persistent, the short trails, right? As the particulates fall into the troposphere or to the lower layer of the atmosphere or to the lower, warmer, more humid layer, you'll see a trail form below the flight path where the plane or the jet was producing a non-persistent short trail. And you can see this happen
mm-hmm.
over and over again, showing that the particulates are descending into another layer. They are condensing. Okay, there is condensation in the process because you're having condensation nuclei, but that shows you that particulates are involved and they're descending much more quickly than the quote-unquote science claims. And I know that because I would time. I've got articles I wrote all the way back in 2005 telling what the descent time of these trails were because I counted. I would keep track of how long it took for these trails to descend. So there it is. There
mm-hmm.
it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody was just commenting, I told you that I made that post about the sugar just to go back in these cancer centers, and she was making a point how these urgent cares now, like Well Now or Immediate Care, and, we, you know, there's all different names of it throughout the country, serve slushies now. Slushies, red and blue dye, and sugar. Uh-huh, yeah, Well Now. That's real Well. So I just wanted to make that point because there is no oath anymore, the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm, because when they inject these kids with all of these needles in their arm, they are doing harm. But the drug companies will tell them it's okay. You know, it's all good, safe and effective. We see how safe and effective the COVID jab was, right? Think about all the other vaccines they're injecting your kids with. They have risks too. Trust me. I'm not even sure how I got on that subject there with that, but yeah, it's, yeah. But people laugh, you know. People laugh when they say that that's, you know, a chemtrail coming out of the back of the airplane. No, it is. It's not a chemtrail. Stop it. I don't know if people just don't want to admit it. People don't want to see it. People don't understand it. I'm not exactly sure, you know, what it is to try to get, like, there's a certain amount of friends and acquaintances, I would say, that I have that, you know, I just can't convince them that that's what's going on. You know?
Yeah.
So.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You know, and I also talked about in our last show about how only it's the military jets that are producing the taste and the smell. The commercial jets don't. When I go, but they'll still produce a trail. See, so I think of what they had to do. What would people think if there were military jets producing trails and all the commercial jets didn't, even though they're using the same airplanes? Because a lot of people don't realize this, but the military 737s and DC-9s and 747s are actually used by the military. Those are Boeing jets.
Yeah.
They're used by the military as tankers. They use the same engines. You know, they're just converted for a different purpose. So
Right. Why
would they be producing trails and the commercial ones not? So they had to do something to make the commercial jets produce trails, and then they had to sell this lie to the public, say, oh, that's just a natural phenomenon that those kinds of high-bypass turbofans do. They create trails because of all the moisture. And I actually posted something earlier on Facebook. I'll see if I can find it here. That actually talks about I'll bring it up. But anyway, I think the people talking about, you know, you're talking about, people are afraid to think that their own military is actually doing this to them. It's it's unprecedented in history. Nothing like this has ever happened in history, and it's absolutely frightening to people, and so they just don't want to believe it's true. And so the longer they stay in denial, the longer they do nothing about it, and the longer they do nothing about it, the longer it keeps happening and the more damage is done. So I wish people would just have the courage to wake up.
Yeah. Yeah, and some of the pictures that are put in some of these groups, you know, I'm in several of them. One of yours is one of them, but, you know, about chemtrail and, you know, the activists that post this stuff. There's tons of groups, you know, throughout the world. There's no coincidence. Airplanes typically don't do a big X in the sky. So what's behind the X? Why are they doing that X? Because you see, like, there's a really good picture here, and I'll put it on our Facebook page that I took out of one of the groups. I'm sure that they will not care. It's not a private group. And I'm going to put it on our Facebook page when we're talking about the X. What's the X mean?
Yeah, well, this is...
Do you know? Is there any significance? Is there any significance to when they do these X's? You know, they're like perfectly constructed X's. I'm going to send it to you in Messenger, too, so you can... you know, I think you know what talking about.
Oh, well, absolutely. I've been watching the sky all my life, and so I've seen it all. I mean, here is an article that I wrote. This I didn't even publish this separately. This is just in my daily log from June 7th. A couple years ago that I published. I just wrote this spontaneous article just explaining how absurd it is. This explains basically, I'll have to publish this just so people can see it, but it actually explains how much fuel is being burnt by a jet engine per every unit of time or distance. So right here, so the 737 burns 1.85 gallons of fuel every mile, which is 1 gallon of fuel every 2,854 feet, which is just over half a mile. So every half a mile, it burns a gallon of fuel. So if you look at how wide these plumes are, if you're looking at the Delivering the Truth live stream here, you'll see that these plumes spread out to about four times, very quickly, they spread out to about four times, if you do close-up photography, four times the width of the wingspan of the jet, very quickly, within a few seconds. So here's a demonstration of using a satellite shot of a neighborhood that shows you how wide that trail is, because it looks tiny in the sky, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely huge, and because we know the wingspan of these jets, you can actually calculate the span of these trails. So here I have a line drawn over a neighborhood. This is a Florida neighborhood near where I lived, actually, before moved here, before I moved to Jamestown, actually. 585 feet. This is the width of a typical chemtrail 5 seconds after release. Okay? So they want you to believe, this is what the science says, 1 gallon of water that's converted from the engines. And, of course, they use what's called ideal combustion, and these engines do not use ideal combustion, so those figures are even inflated. But let's just use their figures. 1 gallon will produce a plume that is how long? Over a tenth of a mile long, 580 feet wide, over a tenth of a mile long out of 1 gallon of water. When you run the numbers, you see how absolutely absurd this is. And you've seen some of the enormous plumes, or like the picture I was just showing you. These plumes, if you zoom in on that jet, you can't even see the jet. It's so small in this picture. But look how wide that plume is 2 seconds after. The people watching the live stream on Delivering the Truth, you can see that right there, right? Look how wide. That's probably a good 500 feet wide or in that neighborhood. So they're saying that a tenth of a mile of that plume that's 580 or whatever, even if it's 300 feet wide, because maybe this isn't 747. I didn't zoom on this one, so I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, a tenth of a mile of this plume is created by 1 gallon of water. That's absurd. And so much of the science, and we look at science, all this is part of our business that we've had since 1997, and there's a lot of junk studies out there. A lot of the way they just lie, make things up, they come to false conclusions. Anyway, just want to share that. I'll have to publish this article somewhere where somebody can just read it. I just put it in the middle of my log because I was frustrated one day and I wanted to share with people how ridiculous it is, because I kind of realized people are not really getting it, how ridiculous it is, yeah. Right? So there yeah. you go. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. It's nuts. It's nuts.
Yeah, the air is horrific right now. Absolutely horrible right now. It was unbreathable. In fact, for the first half hour of the show, I was putting a wet washcloth over my mouth when I wasn't talking, because the air is unbreathable right now. And, of course, why is it? Well, because 30 minutes earlier, they were doing this to the sky, and you can see all the fallout that was right here. So this is happening. People need to wake up and put their big boy pants on. I'm not trying to be derogatory towards anyone, but it's time to become adults and stop living in a fantasy world where this type of evil doesn't happen. It happens. It's happening every day, and there's no question as to why we have obscene, unparalleled amounts of illness, sickness, disease in the world today, because it's intentional.
Yeah.
And this is part of the cause right here.
Yeah, and it's not just the chemtrails like that they're doing this. It's not just the only choice of poison, right? We talked about the food supply. We talked about the fluoride. Why do they have to have all these chemicals and cosmetics? Cosmetics that are not organic. I use all mineral makeup, except there's only one lipstick that I have that I really like that's not organic, and it stays forever. But, you know, I use that if I go out. But for the most part, all of my makeup is organic. And when you're looking at that aspect of things, there was an article I read that the average woman, from the time she takes a shower in the morning and leaves the house, she puts close to like 170 different chemicals on her body, between the makeup, the shampoo, the body lotions, the perfume, the nail polish, the hand cream, getting your little pedi, and these kinds of things. I mean, I used to get gel manicures before I knew better. Manicures, pedicures. I don't get them anymore. I do them myself, because there's so many cancer-causing chemicals in so many of these beauty products. Like one right off the top of my head is like parabens. Parabens are hormone disruptors. Sulfates, they're hormone disruptors. So we wonder why the incidences of thyroid disease and, you know, but we have a cure for that. We have a cure for that. We put you on hormones, right? Saying that, just looking at that, you know, with the amount of chemicals, why do we have to have all these chemicals in our And, you know, 100 years ago, maybe 150 years ago, they didn't have, you know, Pantene hairspray. Stop it. You know?
Oh, well, the life expectancy wasn't so as long.
Well, I'm pretty sure that life expectancy was probably better quality than it is now, because now they just pop you a bunch of pills to extend your life expectancy. But what kind of quality of life is there, right? When you see these older people in these nursing homes, you know, they're half dead, you know, and they'd prefer to kill them off anyway so that doesn't affect the Medicaid system. You know, that's what they did during COVID. We all know what they did during COVID, you know, to these people, giving them a super flu shot and a super booster shot and everything else. So why do we need all these chemicals when, you know, you could use coconut oil in your hair? You can use, you know, like I the beef tallow, I use that as an example. You know, there is options for different makeup out there for women. You know, there is options for shaving cream. I mean, Barbasol shaving cream, that is like a concoction of crap. You know, they have organic stuff that you could use, you know, to shave with. Men, you could even use coconut oil. So I'm just saying that there are options out there. And it took me a long time to do this changeover. Like, you would have laughed at me when I went to Hippocrates and I told you I lived on property there for 6 months. And that was when I really, really learned about this stuff. I mean, I came home and I even threw my underwear out and bought organic underwear. You know, at the time, the person I was living with, he's like, are you nuts? And I'm like, after I just found out what's in all of our stuff and our clothing and everything else, yeah. I mean, I did like a major conversion within that 6 month time period. But this stuff takes time, you know, to research and to learn, and it's overwhelming, and a lot of people would just say, oh, screw it. You know, it's too much for me.
Plus, Diana, you know what was used as a red coloring in some red cosmetics years ago? And purportedly, it still is. Cinnabar, the red ore of mercury. One thing
people will learn
is the globalists love mercury. It is their favorite poison, which is why I talk about it so much. It is connected to over 200 of the most common diseases today. And once people realize that, their eyes begin to just fall back in their head finally, you know, because it really is stunning how much mercury has changed the world. And even you talked earlier about those lights, you know, you couldn't even have incandescent lights. And they say, oh, we need to save electricity. Really, we've been having this electricity all these years, but now we have to say, no, really what it is those CFL light bulbs. Our company made a video about this, actually. Those CFL light bulbs are loaded with mercury. If you break one of those in your house and you do an EPA-approved consumer cleanup, you will still have mercury levels so high, in fact, typically over 10 times higher, than will trigger an investigation, mercury investigation, in a factory. No joke. The state of Maine did a study on this. And I'm going to throw it up here on the deliveringthetruth.com stream here real quick. So, yes, the red coloring. They used teething powder. They had diseases they were inducing in babies, and they had to pull it back in, I think it was the 50s or 40s. I'm trying to remember when they did that. But it had mercury in it. The globalists have done everything they can to get mercury into people. You break a light bulb, a CFL light bulb in your house, I've had people tell me, they broke one in their house, a newlywed, right? They broke one in their bedroom. They're in there 8 hours a night. They started having all these weird diseases come out over the next few months until they learned about that this must be the cause because of the mercury was off that thing. And they didn't even do a consumer cleanup. You know, well, they did what they thought was best, but they didn't even do an EPA consumer cleanup. So, yeah, they love mercury, Diana. They love it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure. So I've even heard, and this is for the ladies out there, when, you know, rates of infertility are so high, obviously mercury contributes to that, but rates of infertility being so high, you know, when we're talking about like pads and tampons for, you know, women that actively still get their menstrual cycle, that, I mean, just the cottons that are so heavily sprayed with stuff. I mean, those cottons, cotton is sprayed if it's not organic cotton. So then you're using that on a daily basis. You're using those chemicals, you know, and they are leaching into, I mean, I don't want to say it, but they're leaching into your private, you know. So there's options out there, too, for that type of stuff. You know, they do have organic tampons. They do have organic pads that you can use. Now, yes, they do cost more, but not that much more. And, you know, I mean, that's what I used when I learned the truth for a lot of years, a lot of years. And to me, that would be a worthwhile investment for the ladies to look into, I'm just saying. You know, a lot of poisons. I mean, even, think about condoms. They're plastics and latex and all that other stuff, and guys are using that. And, you know, not to get into, like, a show about intercourse, that's not what I want to do here, but I'm just saying that these are other entities that they are poisoning us with that people don't think twice about because they trust the FDA. The FDA can't be trusted. The FDA is bought out by the pharmaceutical company, which will cure you of your cancer that is created by them spraying us to death in our food supply and everything else we put on our skin, whatever else. They have a cure for that. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah, same thing. You were talking about fluoride earlier. You know, there have been towns, there's a town in Pennsylvania that had a vote to actually get the fluoride out of their water system, and it was a huge majority vote. Everybody wanted it out. Everybody got educated. Well, they were sued by the local government to leave it in, and the judge granted them, and so against popular will, they were forced to have fluoride in their water.
Mm-hmm.
So people would say, well, why would they do that? That's weird. That's because the judges and the politicians are bought and paid for just like the FBI. Just like the FBI.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah. Yeah, there's no, well, the FBI, too.
Yeah, the FBI, too. Yes, I'm sure.
Robert,
all of them.
Probably the FBI, the CIA, they all could be in on that. I'm just saying. I'm just kind of like literally laughing at some of the phishing emails and stuff that I get, text to me. You know, I don't care about any of you. Just knock it off. So, yeah. I mean, they really are. They're going to town with so many different things, and I want to talk about, we kind of touched base on the genetically modified foods, but I was having a spirited discussion with somebody today that, you know, and it was about pineapple, because when I buy pineapples, and I don't eat it that often, because the pineapples in the store are not ripe, pineapples should be yellow when they're picked, not green. So it's hard to find, you know, unless you go to like a farmer's market or, you know, once in a while you'll hit a store where they've picked them and done it the right way. And that's why it burns your tongue, because a real ripe pineapple actually should not burn your tongue. And when you leave it on the counter and it turns yellow, that's actually it fermenting. That's actually not it ripening. So it's got to ripen on the tree. So I bet you a lot of people didn't know that. In fact, I didn't know that either, until somebody taught me that. But we were talking about pineapple and, you know, Del Monte pineapple. They are GMO. They actually passed that back. It was either 2012 or 2016 that they started using GMOs in their pineapples. And she's like, well, I really, really like the pink pineapple. I said, well, that's great, but it's genetically modified. I know, but it tastes so good. I'm like, yeah, well, so do McDonald's french fries, but they're terrible for you. So
you know, again, with the genetically modified foods, that to me is a really scary thing. You know, it's really hard to trust the food supply. So either growing your own or knowing what sources they're coming from, or, you know, she's like, oh, well, you know, you can't even trust your organics. Well, maybe not, but I'm still going to do it. You know, maybe not. So, yeah.
Yeah, if you're watching, if you happen to be watching the live stream on DeliveringTruth.com, you're actually watching, I'm showing the video that we made that's showing us breaking CFL light bulbs in a plastic bag and then reading the air mercury levels in the bags. And, you know, now we're doing an incandescent. If you're watching right now, we're doing an incandescent bulb, and look how much mercury. There's the meter. They got 0.004, which is probably just
latent. Yeah.
Well, it is latent from the previous test. And the rest of them are all just zero. But just before this, we were doing CFL bulbs, and before that, we were doing fluorescent bulbs. Huge, huge amounts of mercury. So if you break a fluorescent bulb or a CFL bulb in your house, and I believe this was a real reason for mandating getting rid of incandescents, is they really, you know, every 5 years somebody breaks a light bulb in their house on average. And so you break one of these in your house, the CFL bulbs, you've got a real, real serious problem. And then you wonder why you have diseases and problems, or you go buy a house now. You better have that survey for mercury. Because what if somebody before you dropped a CFL bulb in the house and didn't have a professional cleanup done? Then you're going to have a housing house, basically. So
yeah,
watch the video. I'll put a link in the description for this video.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. So we have about 8 minutes left or so. So, you know, why are they doing that to us? We discussed some of that, and, you know, we all know why they have been at this for over 100 years, right? The question, the ultimate question would be, you know, it's almost like people feel like they're in this self-preservation mode, right? Like, it's a fight for our bodies, it's a fight for our life, it's a fight for, you know, our kids, our, you know, basically our livelihood on a daily basis. You know, one of my girlfriends said to me, she goes, I don't think it's ever going to go back to the way it was, you know, when we were kids. And I said, probably not. As sad as it is, you know, probably not. So the question would be, what can we do about it? Can we do anything about it aside from staying in our hula hoop and, you know, taking care of, I don't know, I guess doing the next right thing, or, you know, whatever analogy you want to use. But
yeah, basically, I mean, if people realize how long ago they wanted to implement one world government and huge depopulation, but the public rose up. They underestimated the public at those times, rising up and resisting it, pushed their agenda back decades. Push back. But they keep coming back. Does the public have the ability to do this? And I believe we should be asking for divine intervention all the time, because we need God's help. We need help, God's help big time. But you need to be aware of what's going on, and people need to be actively involved. And you can push this agenda back and change your life and change the world. It's happened many times before in this country, but, of course, you're not going to hear about it on the news, because they're not going to admit that they've had their agenda pushed back. But we had many whistleblowers that came out and talked to us and told us what has happened in the public intervention and the public passion pushing back has actually worked. So the first thing is to become educated about what's going on. But before you can even become educated, you have to get rid of your fear, because it's the fear that keeps people from learning hard truths. So you have to change yourself on the inside and become a courageous person. Because, you know, that's funny. It's really ironic, because they call conspiracy theorists paranoid, but it's really the other way around. Conspiracy people who know and learn hard truths are actually very courageous. It's the people who avoid difficult truths that are the ones who are filled with fear. And I'm not trying to cut anybody down, but I'm a big person for self-examination. Every day, throughout the day, or when I have interaction with people, I look at myself and say, how did I do? Was I proper? Did I do things right? What could I do better next time? We all need to be looking at ourselves and growing, because that's where this is going to begin, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's kind of like a self-inventory, right? And we're not, nobody's a perfect human being, you know. I don't claim to be, you don't claim to be. You know, we're just, you know, I feel like, you know, we have a purpose here to, you know, talk about these things, you know, so that people do wake up. And in my opinion, I think there's more people awake than ever. I've even watched some, you know, women and men that I know that were kind of on the fence about a lot of things that I talked about before the scam that are now, you know, totally for it. You know, so that's kind of cool. So that's kind of cool.
I agree. I think all
you know,
events,
or
all the events in recent history have woken a lot of people up. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially when we're talking about this, you know, this COVID jab and the injuries and stuff that people have sustained from it. Next week, we have on a really special guest, and it's going to be a very touchy, and it's going to be a very emotional show. You know, about a month or so ago, we had on a woman from California that her son was vaccine injured, and, you know, and he's permanently injured now, and he's, you know, has learning disabilities and talking problems and stuff, and they were on the show. But next week we are going to have on a woman, and her daughter died from getting the COVID vaccine. So she's going to be sharing her story, and this was a young, beautiful, thriving girl. So she's going to speak her story. And, you know, I can't wait to hear this one. So keep an eye out on our Facebook page for that event page. I made a, you know, like kind of like a Fox page until I can get all of her information. But I think that any parent that is considering vaccines, any kind of vaccines, are going to want to really listen to this show. I think this is going to be a must listen. So anything else that you want to add for the night, Russ? Because we're just about have to bring proof on. Proof negative is on in just a couple of minutes here, so we got to sign out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's so much we could talk about because so much is going on in the world. But I guess inspired by what you just said, I will say that I've actually seen children who were incredibly connected, focused, who when you're doing something technical, they would want to be involved or learn, and they would look and learn about what you were doing and be very attentive and calm. And then after vaccination, they became chronically hyper. All they want to do is watch videos. They are running around, talking, always moving around. It changes their personalities. And I can speak to that personally because I was one of them. It makes you hyper.
Yep, and my daughter was too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, makes your mind. Mm-hmm. You can't focus. You can't comprehend. You don't. You're just hyper all the time, and you can't slow your mind down. And I've seen the personalities that change in children from being this incredibly calm, intelligent, connected human being to becoming somebody who you can't connect with, who never stops talking, never stops running around, who always wants attention, who wants to watch videos, who wants to do this, loses interest in technical things or higher ideas, and just want to be entertained. And it's astonishing mm-hmm. that this is what mystery does. Because of the way it raises adrenaline, raises norepinephrine, it raises estrogen, it raises dopamine levels, it lowers your gabaminobutyric acid, it destroys your body's ability to break down your catecholamines because of COMT. This is becoming something more and more people are becoming aware of, how mercury makes people hyper because it blocks magnesium metabolism and thereby makes you be hyper because without magnesium you can't break down your adrenaline, norepinephrine, dopamine, or estrogen, which are all called your catecholamines. So, you know, there's so much we could talk about all this stuff, but people have to stop watching the news. The news suffers from the sin omission. There's so much going on that is being completely omitted, distorted, or propagandized on television, and they're just lying to the public, and it's astonishing. And if you want, the last thing I'll say is that You know, people think, oh, this is so hard to believe that something like this would happen. Yet we have historical examples that entire countries have been lied to and deceived in history. We've learned about this in our history books, even though those are pretty tainted. But we've learned about this. This is happening right now. A lot of people are waking up, which I love seeing. However, we all must have the courage. We've got to change with ourselves and have the courage to actually learn the truth, which will then make you self-motivated to make a difference. That's that's what I would say.
Yep. Yep. And soon enough, my YouTube channel is going to be up then. Oh, it's going to be hard to censor that one. But anyway, Delivering the Truth, Exposing the Lies. All of our episodes can be heard on Blog Talk Radio, Freedomizer Radio, Rumble, our website, deliveringthetruth.com, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcast. So we will be live next week with Shanna, and I cannot wait to have this girl on. I think it's going to be a really great show and, you know, spread some awareness about the dangers of, you know, poking yourself with anything. Unfortunately, you know, this is not going to be an easy story to listen to. So don't miss it. So thanks for tuning in tonight, everybody. Stay tuned for Proof Negative radio show. And Russ, you know I'll be talking to you.
All right. I'll chat with you after. And everybody, thanks for joining us. Please share deliveringthetruth.com with everybody you know. And join us again. And come join us in our chat room or call in. So I look forward to seeing you next week.
Okay. All right, everybody. Be good to each other, and we'll see you in a week. Bye.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.